the City of Bloomington isn't waiting for the renovation of the Dimension Mill to hold events there. Economic and Sustainability Director Alex Crowley told the Redevelopment Commission yesterday that the former furniture factory will be the site of a regional pitch competition for tech startups.
It is called INX3. It is a regional qualification pitch event for new startup ideas that once they get through the regional competition, they go up to Indianapolis, and that's where the real pitch competition is, and they are eligible through that for a $100,000 purse.
Pitch competition will take place this Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. 11 startups will be pitching for 15 minutes each. Crowley told the commission that the timeline for completing the Dimension Mill renovation is being pushed back a month to September of 2018. A revised cost estimate for the renovation will also be delayed. The city is working with Blackline Design Studio and the Bloomington Economic Development Corporation to revise cost estimates. Crowley said that the revised cost plus a project agreement with the Economic Development Corporation will be presented to the commission on June 19th.
We expect to bring you the project agreement with the BEDC, which will be their essential, you know, project management of the process and its components.
Design and building process or beyond that?
Yeah, really sort of the activation process all the way through to the day the door opens. And then just so you understand the mechanics of that, ultimately that will be a 501c3 that will run the Dimension Mill with the board, and we'll make sure that's all processed correctly. But the 501c3, so it's our idea, and we'll have to work through the details, but it's our idea to set it up with the BDC, but then not too far down the road, the 501c3 would take over, so it would assign over to them if we can do that.
Later in the meeting, the commission approved amendments in contract for design at the city's new animal shelter. The contract is with Bloomington-based architecture firm Kirkwood Design Studio. According to the contract addendum, the firm's scope of service is being broadened across all aspects of the renovation, including architectural, structural, and electrical engineering, as well as construction management. The expansion of services will cost the city an additional $28,800. Public Works Director Adam Wason said the total shelter renovation, which includes some new construction, is expected to cost $1.9 million.